8:08. Welcome back to Sabah from Muslim on Radio Islam International. Yesterday on our Rules of Life feature, we discussed that be flexible in your thinking. If your manner of thinking is crystallized, you're very rigid, then you've already lost the battle. Because you would think then you know all the answers and you would be very set in your ways. And you need to keep all your options open. You need to keep your thinking and life flexible and see life as not an enemy, but a friendly sparring partner, training partner. And, you know, try and keep your options open, keep your thinking broad and you know, not be too cemented in the way that you approach life and in the way you make decisions and in the way that you formulate your thoughts and opinions. Now, today's rule of life is take an interest in the outside world. Take an interest in the outside world. Some people are just too focused on their routine, very machine-like. You know, this is what I do every single day, and I will continue to do it, and I have no interest in what's happening around me, and I don't think I need to have an interest. You cannot have an interest in everything. There are certain things which are just outright futile, you know, unnecessary. And we're obviously not talking about that which is impermissible. But you need to take an interest in terms of what's happening in the world, not for the benefit of the world as such, but for your own benefit. Follow the news. Know what's happening in the world. You must be able to hold a conversation with people. You cannot always only be talking deen when you talk with people. You must be able to talk to people about matters that relate to them. You must know about the crime situation. You must know about the economy. You must know about the political situation in the country. You don't have to know every detail. You don't have to own every discussion. But at least, otherwise, how do you socialize? And how do you relate to what's happening in your world? And Islam does not in any way advocate that we, you know, this kind of insular mentality, this kind of lager mentality, that you just withdraw and you live within a very confined space. And the benefits is that it makes you a more interesting person. You know a lot about different things in life. It also makes you part of the world. It doesn't cut you away from the world. You don't live your life in a way that cuts you off from the world. And there's a famous Arabic expression, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِهِ فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. That person who does not know the trends of his or her time, does not know the trends of the age, then consider that person to be an ignoramus. Even a mufti, in order to be able to pass fatwa effectively, yes, the mufti would have to know the text and he would have to have a very sound and a detailed and an in-depth knowledge of Islamic sciences. But in order to apply that effectively, he needs to know what's happening in the world. He needs to understand the conditions of people. He needs to understand people's circumstances. He needs to understand why people are asking the kind of questions that they're asking. And then he becomes a mufti with a difference, a mufti who can pass effective fatwas that will enable people to live their lives in accordance to the Sharia and make it easier for people to conform to the laws of the Sharia. So take an interest in what's happening in the world. We're not saying you must follow everything and know everything and follow that which is futile and which is of totally no benefit, but have an interest in what's happening in the world. Don't only focus on what's, you know, directly related or relevant to you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.